by the power of God.
Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody, we're on my TV. Let problems, big problems, whatever it is, arthritis, the healing power of God has been released. Receive that healing right now. From the crowns of your head to the soles of your feet, be made whole. In the name of Jesus Christ. Rabba Saya Boko Sokondori Blada Ebrodo Kondoria. Receive, 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 receive. In the name of Jesus Christ. Ibrondo, 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 ya. Yes, we thank God today. We give him praise, glory, honor, adoration. Hey, Rekebuya. Ibranda, Ibrondo, God is showing me another person. You have come into this service tonight. You are a businessman and your business is not flourishing at this moment. You are going through a lot of hardship, a lot of frustration. You are not making it because of some issues that have developed. Hey, Rebosaya, Iblondo, Iblondo, I hear God say, change your business. Yes, I hear that very clearly. Change that business. Change it. Just go into another business. Yes, God wants a change in that business. That business is not working. God wants you to change it, change it, change to another business where you can prosper. Yes, pray God to show you another business you can do and prosper by it. I hear God say, change business. Yes, yes, don't fear to change because change can bring another breakthrough. Yes, yes. Every form of business, job, business, trade, handwork, whatever, God said, I will bless the works of your hands. That's what the word of God says. God is going to bless the works of our hands. We receive that word of God in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Oh, praise God. Welcome, ma. God bless you, ma.
Yes, ma. Yes, sir.
Ah, okay, ma. Hey, ma.
Yes, sir.
Yes. How are the children, the family? Are they doing good? They doing good?
Yeah, everybody is doing fine.
Amen.
Amen.
Oh,
Baba,
Baba,
Baba, Baba, Baba, Baba, Baba, Baba, Baba, Baba, Baba, Baba, Baba, Baba, Baba, Baba, Baba, Baba, Baba, Baba, Baba, Baba, Baba, Baba, Baba, Baba, Baba, Baba, Baba, Baba, Baba, Baba, Baba, Baba, Baba, Baba, Baba, Baba, Baba, Baba, Baba, Baba, Baba, Baba, Baba, Baba, Baba, Baba, Baba, Baba, Baba, Baba, Baba, Baba, Baba, Baba, Baba, Baba, Baba, Baba, Baba, Baba, Baba, Baba, Baba, Baba, Baba, Baba, Baba, Baba, Baba, Baba, Baba, Baba, Baba, Baba, Baba, Baba, Baba, Baba, Baba, Baba, Baba, Baba, Baba, Baba, Baba, Baba, Baba, Baba, Baba, Baba, Baba, Baba, Ba Bless you, oh Lord, bless you, Baba.
Bless you, Baba. Baba, oh,
yeah, oh, Lord, bless you, Baba.
Hallelujah, everybody's welcome.
Hallelujah.
God, thank you all for coming. I tell you, God is going to bless everyone today for coming into this service. The power of God is available to save, to heal, to deliver. I'm just going to do the first couple of minutes, maybe 10 or 15 minutes, and then a mother in Christ, Honorable Lady Evangelist Online Kalawa is going to take over and give us what God has laid in our hearts for us today. I'm just going to start with a 10-minute broadcast. I'm going to go from there. Psalm 92, verse 1 is our text. Psalm 92, verse 1. He says, it is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord and to sing praises unto his name, O Most High. It is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord. It is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord and to be praising unto his name. Oh, Most High. It is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord and to be praising unto his name. Oh, Most High, it is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord and to sing praises unto his name. Oh, Most High, it is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord and to sing praises unto his name. Oh, Most High. This is my command, that your God may be good. This is my command, that you love one another, that your God may be good. That your joy may be good. That your joy may be good. This is my command, that you love one another, that your joy may be full. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Psalm 92, verse 1, it is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord. Because God has done so many great things, your waking up in the morning is a blessing. Your being able to go to work is a blessing. Your being able to move around is a blessing. Thou shalt remember the Lord thy God, for it is he that giveth the power to create wealth. You shall remember the Lord thy God, for it is him that giveth the power to create wealth. That you went to work is a blessing because someone else is lying down in the hospital. That you're able to go to school is a blessing. Someone else is in the prison yard. That you are moving around, you can eat food. Somebody else cannot eat food. It's lying down in the hospital. They are using tubes to put food into the stomach of the, go to the hospital and see what is going on there. Go to the prison. Go to the jailhouse. Many people don't count their blessings. They count your blessings, name them one by one.
One by one.
Count
your blessings, Lord God. Count your blessings. Name them one by one.
Jesus
of the Lord, the Lord has done.
The blessings of God has done. everything in time comes to God. You don't wait for a special day to thank God. Some people say on Sunday, I will thank God. Some people say November, I will thank God. No. You need to thank God every day of your life. Because it's a great God. He's doing things in your life. He's doing things in your family. He's doing things in your faith. He's doing things in every day. In everything you have. God, I remember the Lord thy God. For it is he that giveth him power of the great wealth. It is God that gives him wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. That is in you. The great wealth and the great riches. For it is him that giveth him power to create wealth. If God didn't give you power, you can't create wealth. If God didn't give you wisdom and understanding, you can't even walk and do business and do anything. You shall remember the Lord thy God. That shall remember the Lord thy God. For it is him that giveth you power to create wealth. You shall appreciate God like never. Thank God in everything. We need to pray God every day. We need to pray every day. We need to call upon him every day. We need to call upon him day or night. In everything, give thanks unto God. Thou shalt worship the Lord thy God. And he only shall thou stop. You can't stop to myself. You can't stop to God. There is only one God. The God that created heaven and earth. The God that sent Jesus Christ to come and die for you to be saved. The God that hears you when you pray. The God that says, call upon me in the days of trouble, and I will deliver thee. Psalm 50:10. Psalm 50:10. They call upon me in the days of trouble. And I will not be fear the Lord. He's ever willing to deliver you. He's ever ready to help you. He's a call upon me. He's not a dead God. He's not bad. He's not the God of iron, God of the river, God of the sea. He's the everlasting Father. He is the Spirit of faith. He's the Almighty God. He's a living God. He's a God that answered by fire. He's a God that you call upon day or night, and he answers you. He's a God that hears your prayer. He's a God that meets your needs. He's a God that provides for you where you don't have. It is a God that protects you in the days of danger. He's the everlasting Father. He is the Prince of Peace. Yes, the Prince of the whole world. He's our Redeemer. He's our soon coming King. Oh, yes, he's the great provider. He supplied all your needs. According to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. He makes a way where there is no way. He protects you from all danger. He heals you when you are sick. His name is Jehovah Rapha. He's Jehovah Rebecca. He's your heavenly doctor. He's the doctor of every doctor. He's the doctor that is greater than every other doctor. He's the doctor that heals every sickness and disease. He says, I am the Lord that healeth thee. He's the Lord that healeth thee. Oh, yes, he's the Savior of the whole world. He's our Redeemer. He brought us back from the devil. He shed his blood for the remission of your sins. By his stripes we are healed. 39 stripes on his bare body. 39 stripes on his bare body. That took away all our sicknesses and diseases. He's alive today. He is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. He says, I'm the Lord, I change it not. I am the same yesterday. I'm the Redeemer and Healer and Savior. He is the Deliverer. Oh, Rokoboya. Every day, Ye blonde. Ah, thank you. Glory, Baba. Hey, blekele. Yes, Lord, we thank you, Lord. We give you praise. We give you glory. Hey, Rebusaya. If you ask me, what do you owe God? I will tell you, you owe God praise. You owe God worship. You owe God thanksgiving and appreciation. You owe God praise and worship. That is the best you owe God. Bible says he takes delight in the praises of his people. God enjoys the praise and worship of his people. That is why you can move God with praise and worship. Adoration. David was not a holy man. He learned the secret of God. He praised God with the heart. He thanked and appreciated God. Psalm 92 verse 1. It is a good thing to give thanks unto God. David won the heart of God. God said, I found a man after my own heart. His name is David. He prays and worships me every day. He adored me. He played the harp, worshiping me. Now I'm ready to bless him. That was how a shepherd boy became a king in a promised land. May that be your story. In the name of Jesus. May that be your story. He brought me out of the miry clay. He put my feet on the road to stay. He put a song in my mouth today. A song and a praise. Yes, he brought me out of the miry clay. He put my feet on the rock to stay. He put a song in my soul today. A song and a praise, hallelujah. He brought me out of the miry clay. He put my feet on the rock to stay. He put a song in my soul today. A song and a praise, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. He does lift at me, hallelujah, hallelujah. He does lift at me, oh glory, hallelujah. He does lift at me, hallelujah, hallelujah. He does lift at me, hallelujah, hallelujah. He does lift at me, oh glory, hallelujah. He does lift at me. God is showing me another group of people with financial difficulty, financial hardship. Yes, in the name of Jesus, Jehovah has died. The great provider has come into that situation. Every financial difficulty is spread away. And a mention of the name of Jesus, financial problems be healed. Financial difficulty be removed. Oh, that mountain before the river. That shall become a clay in the name of Jesus. Oh, yes, we thank God. We give him praise. Yes, now we're going to listen to the woman of God, our honorable mother in Christ, Lady Evangelist Alaika Lawa, to share with us what God has laid in our heart. Let us welcome her. Yes, over to you.
Father, in Jesus' name, I thank you. I give you glory. I magnify and exalt the name of the Lord God Almighty. We are going to speak in tongues. We share the power of God in us.
Yes.
Least we should be speaking in 1 hour in tongues every day, plus any other prayer we pray. We have to share the power of God inside us. The Spirit of God inside us, you have to use it on a daily basis. So we are going to speak in tongues for the next 15 minutes. All of us will be blowing in tongues and share the Spirit of God inside us. Let's start now to speak in tongues.
Yes, Lord, Jesus. Do something in today, in our lives, oh God. Do something new in our lives, something wonderful in our lives, something gracious in our lives. Do something beautiful in our lives, something glorious in our lives. Something great in our lives. Oh, yeah, Messiah, we receive from the throne of grace, oh God, everything that you have for us. In the name of Jesus, Satan, lose your grip and hold. We possess our possession. Erika Baba, Iblondoro, Yandara Zagadaba. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. We give you praise. Oh, dear Baba. Yendere Brogodo. Yendara Baba. Yendrogodo. Yendi Baba. Yendrogodo, 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 Yendrogodo. Thank you, God, for blessing us with our greater blessings, the heavenly blessings in Christ Jesus. Thank you, God, for solving all our problems and meeting all our needs. Thank you, God, for fighting our battles and giving us victory over Satan and all his demons in the name of Jesus. Thank you, God, for giving us the harvest of souls, the harvest of people, the harvest of blessings, the harvest. A harvest of God will receive a harvest in the name of Jesus. Hey, come on, by it, go, 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 those are having issues, we pray. Bible says, pray for one another that you may be healed. Lord Jesus, reach out to that man, to that woman, to that boy, to that girl. Touch them with your miracle working power. Yes, Lord, upon Mount Zion, there is deliverance. Let there be deliverance for every boy, every girl, every man, every woman that has come into this service tonight in the name of Jesus. Obstacles be removed, hindrances and obstructions be removed in the name of Jesus. God, make a way where there is no way in the name of Jesus. God bless everyone who has come into this service, wherever they came from any part of the world, God reach out to them. By your spirit, let the anointing flow. Every yoke will destroy because of your anointing in the name of Jesus. Reka Baba Ibrogodo 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 Ya. Ibrondo 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 Ibrondo. Ibrondo Ibrondo Ibrogodo Ibrogodo Ibrogodo. Ibaba Ya Bagada Ya Bagada Ya Bagada Ya. Ibrogodo Ibrogodo Ya. Yes, Lord, we thank you, Lord. For touching on your miracle working power, your healing power, your deliverance power, your anointing that breaks every yoke. Oh, yes. Thank you, Lord, for the throne of grace. All you need is a touch from Jesus. Amen. cutting off that sickness and that disease from your neck, from your throat. Yes, he's cutting off that disease and he's washing it away by the blood of the Lamb of God in the name of Jesus. The doctor of every doctor is performing his surgical operations right now in your spirit, soul, and body, making you whole by the power of the Holy Ghost. Receive life and life more abundantly in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, we thank God for the deliverance he has done today. We have over 2,000 people who came into this service. And I want to let you know that God has blessed you all abundantly. God has blessed you spiritually, physically, financially. God has blessed you in every area of your life. God has blessed you through his word. God has blessed you through prayer today. God has blessed everyone that has come into this service. In the name of Jesus Christ. Amen and amen. We thank God. So I want you to share this message with everyone. Email it, text it, tweet it out, share it with everyone. Let it go viral. And let them receive what God has for them as well. In the name of Jesus. Tomorrow we have another session by 5 p.m. to 6 p.m. on this same channel. And I tell you, God is going to do greater things. So join us again tomorrow, 5 p.m. to 6 p.m. for another section of our Miracles Radio and Television Ministry of the Jesus Christ Global Mission, reaching you all the way from Langham, Maryland, USA. God bless you. We thank God for our mother in Christ, Honorable Lady Evangelist Lynn Kalawau, who led us in praying in tongues. And I want to thank every one of you who came, those who have helped to support this ministry financially with your offerings and donations. God bless you all. May he rebuke the devourer for your sake, and may he open the windows of heaven and pour you all blessings that you wouldn't have enough space to keep. May he make you to prosper and be in good health, even as your soul is prospering. In the name of Jesus Christ. Amen and amen. Thank you so much.
Amen.
For your preparation. God bless you all.
Thank you, Lord. Amen.
Yes. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Let's say the grace, may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the spirit fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us now and forevermore. Amen.